This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of deep winter, the sixth week of the natural year. As human beings, we like meaning in our lives, writes Lisa Dalby, reflecting on the need for almanacs. We like it so much, she says, we will come up with all kinds of ways to make sure that it is found. In the cold of deep winter, I look for all kinds of ways, returning to the thaws in my daybook of weather and events. My entry for January 8th of 1998. After 5 days of weather in the 50s and 60s, I saw the first opossum of the year on the back road. Heavy rains and the warmth probably brought him out. Worms had come up out of the ground, were lying on the sidewalk, the first time that I remember them so early in the year. I heard a blue jay this morning, just after the crows. On January 8th, 10 years later, the last day of the thaw, highs in the lower 60s this morning, I heard a cardinal sing about 10. In the alley, Don's daylilies were starting to come up, and a few peonies in our backyard showed in their red tips. I walked the bedrock at the quarry. The wind was hard, rippling the shallow pools, flocks of geese feeding on the water, more flocks flying south overhead. At home in the garden, two lamium plants had pink blossoms. The koi in our pond rose for food in the warm, record-breaking afternoon. I worked around for a while in the yard, the sparrows quiet and aloof, no cardinals singing, the ground sodden, absorbing the sound of my axe. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of deep winter. In the meantime, savor the winter thaws. Poor Will's Almanac for 2011, a full year of essays and ruminations, along with astronomical information, notes on gardening, farming, and the progress of the year, is now available. More information can be found at poorwillsalmanac.com.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.